You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies like on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP, Wannity Weight Loss, the standard
Who
for
is
weight
that?
Loss in the D.C.
BB.
Area.
BB.
Breaking Benjamin.
Ah.
It's EMP, WannityWeightLoss.com.
Remember we met them back in the day at the Patriot Center?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
When
Which one was that? Was that for a Nutcracker or something?
It was one
Maybe.
Of the shows we did.
Yeah. When a bunch of bands came by, and they came by.
We did the check your balls for ball cancer. Remember we did that?
Yeah, we did all that nonsense.
We had hot doctors come in and give guys testicular cancer checks.
Yep.
And then we had some of the filthiest guys in the area come in.
Dirt balls.
One guy literally looked like he came out of a dumpster.
He looked like a caveman.
He looked like a caveman.
He was from West Virginia or
something
like that.
We made the hot doctor check his... Check his privates.
Hope they put a mask on.
Are they still putting out music? Breaking Benjamin?
I think so.
I feel like they broke up. I feel like Breaking Benjamin broke up.
Maybe. I recently kind of rediscovered my Pandora and all like the old channels that I had.
Yeah.
And I was listening to it actually when we were in Florida. And I have a Breaking Benjamin channel.
It looks like they might still be around.
I mean, they're musicians.
Again, what are you going to do?
What else are you going to do?
Once you have like hit songs and you get all the tattoos, you're pretty much cooked. I mean, what else can you do?
So I want to bring up something.
They're still touring. Yeah. Still touring.
EB said he didn't really want to talk about it, and I guess you don't have to talk about it, but it is a pretty big story, and he's going to be on Chad Dukes' show later today. FP Santangelo, who, of course, is the color commentator.
Well, I just don't want to beat up on FP.
Who's going to be on FP?
FP Santangelo is going to
be on
Chad Dukes' show today, this afternoon.
All right.
Listen to Dukes at 2 o'clock. And FP, I guess, kind of went viral yesterday. Because an article came out where he said, why would you want to hear a broadcaster who is negative and critical? If you do, listen to sports talk radio. Mm. That's what they do. That's not what I do. And a lot of people started tweeting him.
By the way, that didn't affect me.
It didn't bother me either.
I don't know why people took that personally. I mean, I think that it's maybe it's a common perception that some people are trying to fight. But, I mean, there's negativity in sports radio. Of course there is. When teams lose, you beat up on them. That's what happens.
I didn't take that personally.
Well, is it common perception that he's talking about us?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with us.
But people like Schwartz,
Chris Russell, Grant Paulson all kind of responded. I'll read you some of their tweets. This one from Chris Russell, who's going to join us coming up in 15 minutes. He can chime in about it. He says, yeah, because sports radio is never positive, always critical. Such a strange way to view things, but didn't prevent FP from taking a paycheck to be on sports radio 2 years
ago.
Hold
on. Let's slow down. I'm going to defend FP. I like him. He didn't say it's all negative all the time. He's just saying it probably tends to be a little more negative. And that's probably true.
Well, if it warrants it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, especially this town.
Well, I mean, we praise people. We praise them and we trash them.
Maybe if they got out of the first round, you'd praise them.
I think we're equal opportunity offenders or praisers, whatever.
I think we call it like we said. I mentioned this last week.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted last week, the show, at Junks Radio, you can always tweet us, something to the effect of, we're not giving the Caps and Wizards enough credit that they are making the playoffs, they're winning divisions, they're playing better. Yes, they're not really advancing in the playoffs as far as we'd like, but we're not giving them enough credit.
I think there is that perception,
but what I said is we're not paid to be blind homer cheerleaders.
I just call it like your opinion
is. Are we supposed to be blind homer cheerleaders on the radio? I don't think so.
No, but I think also FP's job is different.
Right.
When you're the home team announcer.
By the way, we've said way more positive things about the teams like the Caps. Maybe not the Wizards, but certainly about the Caps and the Nats, the negative things.
I think so. It just gets
throughout the course of the season.
Oh yeah, it just wears on you
more.
At the end. You know when everybody inevitably loses.
That's just someone choosing to hear what they want to hear.
Of course.
That's what that is.
No, but I think FP's point. I don't think it's that far out there that sports radio can be negative. Of course it can be. But it could also be positive. And I don't think he's saying that it can't be. Right. I know. And when RG3 was on fire, we were the leaders of them. He was our Jesus. When he went in the toilet, we buried him. I mean, it's just what you
but
do.
But there's reasons to be negative about certain teams. There's reasons to be negative about the Skins.
Of course.
Sure.
There's reasons to be negative about the Caps when they lose in the playoffs. There's reasons to be negative about the Nats when they lose a first-round series.
Again, we're not supposed to be cheerleaders.
Positive for the most part.
We're not supposed
about
to be,
those teams.
Are we supposed to cheerlead when the whole Kirk Cousins situation goes south for a couple of years? No.
Oh,
call it like you see it. And here's the thing about our show.
I'm raving about Kirk. Now he's dead
to me. Others, this is what I always say. There's not unanimity on this show. There's four different voices with four different opinions.
That's the one thing I hate is when people, if they take...
They just say, you guys.
Oh, I hate that. Because
you guys are Redskins homers.
We all have different opinions.
Really?
We all have different opinions.
Maybe one of us. People who say that don't even listen to the show.
I'm a homer, but I'm still critical.
I know, but my point is, that's one example. They say,
yeah,
you guys are Redskins homers. Or it might be, you guys don't even like the Redskins. And I'll say, well, actually, EB's a Redskins fan. The others are fans of different teams.
When people say things like that, they don't really know the show. And that's
correct.
Fine. Not everybody, can
now,
yeah,
we may
listen all
bask
time.
In negativity to a certain extent. Like, we will have an actual burial for RG3.
Well, because that's fun.
We'll have
everyone
a funeral procession
that.
For...
Well,
you know,
that's fun.
I mean, we actually had a lobster, and we buried an actual lobster
for we're killing 4 hours.
Mike Shanahan.
Was that even on television at that time?
Watch the Junkies.
It was on Watch the Junkies. it was online. Look at it.
Adam's the predecessor.
Adam's fist pumping.
If you
want to
chime in, 800-636-1067. Here's the thing. He's also in a role where I think that's what you expect. Like, growing up, my number one team was the Baltimore Orioles growing up. And I used to love when it was Mel Proctor and John Lowenstein.
They're great.
They were homers for the Orioles.
Of course
for the
every,
but that's what you're supposed to be.
Every team's broadcasting.
By the way,
homers.
Have you heard Ray Knight talk about the Nats?
Right. They're all homers.
I mean,
they're supposed to be.
Have you heard Palmer and Jim Hunter and those guys talk about the
Orioles?
That's a job.
That's a job.
Mike Bordick.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Dibble was not a homer, and the Nats donked him off.
And didn't last. Exactly. Because fans don't want that.
Right. So, it's unfair. I'm guessing the FP works for the Nationals. Like, they hired him.
Yeah, right.
Because he can't be negative. So it's not really fair to say we're bad people because we're negative.
Yeah, and Stop taking it so personally.
I take it personally a little bit. Because that's a shot at our profession.
Yeah.
That we're basically...
Don't I take this, it so personally.
And how does FP know what sports radio listeners want?
He claims that he was number one in sports radio. I don't know his sports radio history, but he shot back at Grant.
You can look that up very easily.
Grant wrote, come on, FP, or he's at Fightin' Hydrant. You were a radio guy before you were a TV guy. And FP said... Why my show was number one. I wasn't negative, and people love that. Not saying you guys are, but in general, it's a negative medium, and I'm done with this stupid thread. Have fun amongst yourselves.
I don't know. I mean, do people think of
me?
Oh, and it's awful.
By the way, he was the one who brought up the whole thing.
I was going to say, he started it.
Yeah, and then he's...
Yeah, but guys are taking it personally. I don't know why. Guys like Drabby and Valdez and...
I think you should defend your profession a little bit and maybe some of your colleagues.
I don't feel like I have to. I feel like we're fair.
He might be talking about one particular show.
No,
he might
he's
be
just making a blanket
he's making
statement.
A general.
Okay, so if he's listening to sports radio in Atlanta or in Cincinnati and they're being negative, okay, well, that's not necessarily our show. It's not necessarily Duke's.
I don't take it personally. I think that sports radio can be negative. It can also be positive, but it can be negative. Of course it can be.
Let's be honest. He's talking about this radio station. This is the station in town that criticizes the Nats.
We're like all the other stations.
I just
we
said the
have
Nats, positive I said the
moments.
Nats
we're talking about.
Moments.
We're the hometown station.
I just said the Nats are going to go 162-0.
All right. What did you say?
What was he talking about?
What were you saying last October?
After they lost?
Yeah.
It's a huge disappointment.
What was Matt Wieters doing throwing the ball?
I don't feel the need to defend ourselves.
Let me tell you something. If FP couldn't be negative after watching the Cubs series last year, then he's got no credibility. I'll say that right now. If you can't be negative about the team after watching them in the Cubs series, you have no credibility. You can't just talk about how good they were when they weren't.
I think that home broadcast teams, I don't think that they're always giving you 100% of what they think.
They have a script they have to
adhere
to.
They have a script, but they're, you know.
Well, they have guidelines.
They're going to be more cheerleaders by nature.
They have a company line to toe.
We're going to be more fair weather fan. If you're going great, we're going to praise you. If you're tanking or we're doing something that's unpopular, then we're going to crush you.
Right.
But that's just being a fan.
You're negative because it's warranted.
Of course. That's just being...
If we were in Boston...
But
we
I don't take it personally.
Hell of a positive we were covering the Patriots for all these years.
Yeah, I bet you they're not doing that much terrible negative radio in New England.
Right. Are you kidding me?
It's probably Sox, pretty positive sports radio.
Patriots?
Probably pretty great. Probably pretty amazing.
Like I said, it's just someone choosing to hear what he wants to hear.
Now, he does
you
say
mean in terms of FP?
Yes.
No, but I think the general perception is that there's negativity in sports radio is a fair shot.
Here's a little more context. A little more context.
But you know what? If that's what you're trying to listen for, if you're just pointing out the negatives, sports radio can be just as positive as negative.
I agree, too. When you're on fire, we're going
to
praise you.
Hey, we used to do a give it up segment. Here's a little more context about what FP said. And this is true because we don't have many relationships with players. But when you do build those relationships, you tend to cover a little bit differently. He says, when you know every single player and you develop relationships with them and you know their wives and their kids and you live with them for 7 months, staying in the same hotels and riding the same buses, I'm not up here to rip people. I'm up here to explain the game to people, but I will tell them why maybe something happened that was negative.
Right. For the record, I'm a huge FP fan. I think he kills it. He makes observations and things that I don't notice.
He knows the game.
Yeah, he's awesome. That's why I'm not on the let's bash FP for this hot take.
But I'm kind of with you. I don't
well,
care.
Well, Drabby and Valdez love
that. I don't care if people say
it's not just us. Yeah. Go to Dukes. I bet you Dukes is irritated.
I don't care if people say we're shock jocks or that we're negative. Whatever.
I'm just honest.
We're not shot jocks. I mean, come on. We're not shot
jocks. I know,
jocks.
But that's how we
that's
were dubbed
stupid.
When we took over the morning show for Stern here in D.C. That huge article in Washington Post magazine, I think, was titled The Accidental Shock Jocks.
We're so far from that.
There are elements of that, though, in the show history, which I think I'm proud of.
Is FP referring to talk about the Nats in particular or about all sports?
Sounded like all sports. Sounded like he was being general.
I think he was being very general, and people took it personally. I didn't take it personally.
Yeah.
Plus, I like it.
Okay, you can be speaking in general terms, but your focus, in kind of an unwritten way, is talking about one particular sport or one particular team.
Well, his expertise is the Nats.
But I almost agree with him to an extent.
When are we negative with the Nats?
I don't think he's talking about us. I'm not taking it that way.
Drabby thinks who he is.
Drabby is the dummy.
Well, is Grant Paulson a dummy?
No, but you know what?
Grant was offended.
Hold on. I would agree.
I don't
Chris
think
Russell was offended.
Sports radio. I don't think it's this. It's this amazing.
I think you should.
I think sports radio is a big playground and with good stuff and bad stuff.
Right,
I don't think it's some hallowed ground.
I lived in Philly for 3 years. And I think, by and large, I would say WIP radio in Philly tends to lean negative.
Well,
so
they can't
I'm not
be
that
now.
Offended by
they
it.
Can't be this year.
Okay, maybe not after Villanova
and the Eagles.
And the Eagles. But it does tend to skew that way. We have
right, I want
to
give Chad here, a chance.
Who we like.
I want to give Chad a chance.
You and FP should do a podcast, and you just jock the Nats for an hour straight.
For me?
Yeah.
I'll trash them when they play poorly.
Dookie.
You're his AWOD. He trashes you, and you just take it.
He's not trashing me. I'm not taking it personally. I told you, there's a bunch of weirdos on the Nats.
We're more evolved
I've said
them.
That 100 times.
Hey, Dookie Duke.
Dukes, what's up?
Hey, Larry. Hey, guys. I'm curious, you don't think you're shock jocks when I watched Eric Bickle leap over a console so he could swat Blue Shorts' bare ass when there was a dominatrix in your studio.
Right, well,
this was not 10 years
maybe
ago.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is.
No, I'm proud of the show's history. The show has we have a wide range.
We have elements of shock jockery.
Of course.
Yes.
We did a Harry Bush contest.
Maybe one out of the four.
We did.
We pulled our pants down and said who had the best Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
Who was the most groomed.
Thank God I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, it was great.
Evie, you keep saying you like FP. I like
FP. I do like FP.
He's a nice... Okay, but what does that have to do with what he's saying? I disagree
because
with the people I like say all the time.
Yeah, but I don't need to... No, because I don't need to unnecessarily just pick a fight with somebody. It's okay. So maybe I disagree with them. I don't need to pick a little battle with it. It's fine.
You're not picking a fight. It's a big headline. It's something that he said, and it's assailing the way that you make a living and have done a great job doing it.
I don't take it that way.
And completely dismissing it.
Yes, I don't take it that way. It's fine if
there's
he has
no real battle because he said he was out with his tweet. He was done talking about it.
I mean, you don't. If you start a big fight and say, "Well, I'm not going to discuss this any further," I'm going to ask him about it today on the show. But I don't think you should, you know, spend 1 minute of time thinking about it when you leave the show today. But if you're having a discussion about the validity of sports talk radio, FP talking about he knows the players' wives, so he won't be critical of them, that's crap. If we did that on our radio shows, nobody would listen to that, nor should they.
No, I do that. When I get to know someone personally, I am not as critical. I will 100% tell you that every single time. Now, but maybe that, some other people around
job?
Here don't admit that. But if I get to know you personally,
it's
I
harder.
Will not trash you. It's, I will not.
If you like them.
Yes, it's a human yeah. nature thing. And a lot of people around here do
it's
the
harder,
same thing.
It's harder to do that.
That's why we don't know anybody and it, don't go to any
locker
rooms.
It's much better to not know anyone. As soon as you know one, it ruins
about?
It. It ruins the
who,
bit.
Who are you talking about?
Talking about ourselves.
Get to know somebody and they won't trash
you. Everybody does it. Everybody that knows someone will protect that person. It's human nature. I've got a handful of people that I will always protect. You can't say a bad thing to me about Charlie Casserly. I don't care what you say. I will defend that guy till he dies. You can't say a bad thing to me about Brooks Like. I will defend that guy forever.
There
are
you can't
guys,
say he had a bad game, though?
What?
You can't
yes.
say
he
had a bad performance.
Yes.
What did
yes.
you say?
Of course. And you can say that
play.
Charlie made bad
I, but I probably won't.
Yeah, but you don't even
you
know
can,
it.
But I probably would just let it be.
Eric, you, don't even,
do
you don't even know FP. You don't have a relationship with him.
I've had a little bit of an interaction with him enough. And plus, I'm a fan of his work. I don't. Listen. I'm almost 50. I'm going to die soon. You guys want to fight people all the time? Fight. I'm not interested
yes.
in it. I'm not interested in it. If you guys want to, go ahead. I like FP's work. I'm actually a fan of his. So I didn't, and I didn't take it personally like some other guys did.
Dukes, did you
I don't
take,
think that
Dukes,
sports radio is some hallowed ground.
Dukes, did you take it personally?
I don't like hearing people. What we do is you guys make it sound really easy what you do, and I think that's to your credit. And I always think that you don't get enough credit in the industry because you're so good at what you do, and it sounds so effortless that all of your listeners feel like they should be doing it, and that's why they all start podcasting. They all do what I did and start interning. So I just don't think.
Well, it's
people
nice of you
give,
to say that. I appreciate that.
Well, honestly, I believe it. I don't think you get enough credit. I don't think most of us get enough credit prepping and keeping a compelling 4-hour show going for multiple years. And this cutthroat industry is incredibly difficult. And FP, a guy that's done this, I like him too, EB, but I think he's wrong for saying it. I disagree with his point. And I know that Lurches hates Danny Ruggier now that he said he doesn't like Skippy on the show, but most people don't hold grudges like that.
Well, you don't either. So do I hate you too?
What?
All right, let's go. Grant wants to chime
debate.
In as well.
All right, hold on.
I actually think we should extend this segment. Should we extend this segment and move Chris Russell to the last segment?
Yeah, I mean, Russell
yes,
can chime
Russell
in.
Sucks.
Russell can chime in.
I like Russell, too. Everyone takes shots at Russell. I love
he
Chris
sucks.
Russell.
But hold on. Let me just say this about, and I'm not getting worked up over it because I'm kind of with Eric. At the end of the day, it's not something that really should bother you. But let me just say this. If FP would have said, you know what, sports radio really does, they suck because they don't really know what they're talking about, I would take that personally. I don't take it personally when they say it's negative because that's just his perception. I don't think he listens to a lot of it here. Because
I'm going to bet
he did,
you
if
he
did,
doesn't listen to our show at all.
Right.
He's sleeping.
But I will just say this. At the end of the
Smart.
Day, if he says it's negative, okay, that shouldn't really bother you.
Yeah, who cares?
If he told me that Lurch doesn't know what he's talking about, he doesn't know anything about sports, then that's an issue. But he would never say that.
I wouldn't have an issue if he
negative.
Said that
Negative.
Has
he heard
me.
The tire talk?
Well, I would.
Say that's negative?
I would.
Yeah, I don't.
I take pride in that part of it.
Yeah. I know the rest.
I'm going to hang up and take your comments off the air.
All right, you can stay on hold. You can come back
let's
the next segment.
Let's at least say hello to Grant, then we'll get – he can actually walk in here the next segment.
Why is Grant here?
Why is Grant calling us?
He's not here yet, Rick.
Oh.
All right. Grant,
I figured he was here.
Are you there,
here.
Grant?
Traffic?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
All right. Go ahead. Do you want to chime?
Yeah, I tell you what. If you're going to do a next segment, I've got a lot of things to say, so that'll work better.
Yeah. Why don't you come
are
in
you
here?
Are you going to be in studio? Or where are you?
Yeah, I'm pulling in right now. If 295 was shut down.
Okay, Richie.
Yeah,
and if
there.
People want to chime in, some people want to chime in, 800-636-1067 at the crux of
hey,
it.
Hey, tell Danny that Skippy wants to chime in, too.
FP Santangelo says that talk radio, sports talk radio, by and large, is negative. You can give us your take at 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so I brought up this topic the last segment. Eric didn't even really want to talk about it, but I thought we should at least dive into it. It's good. If you're just tuning in, FP Santangelo,
out of a molehill, in my opinion.
FP Santangelo, who is the Nationals color analyst on TV, was featured in an article in Northern Virginia Magazine where he said, if you like negativity, listen to sports talk radio. Some people are quite worked up about this. It became a whole thing on social media. You just heard Chad Dukes. I'm kind of with EB. It doesn't work me up at all. But and I almost tend to agree with him to an extent, just especially having lived in Philadelphia for 3 years listening to WIP radio. It definitely slants more negative. But I think on our show, we just
because
call it like we see it.
Because it's a place where fans vent.
Yes.
Where hosts vent.
Yeah.
You know, it's particularly when you're in an area where there's a lot of losing. That's what's going to happen.
But like I said, if we were in Boston, we'd be singing praises all the time.
Yeah.
We'd be talking about
another Aaron Hernandez
just another
deal.
NFL championship.
Right.
We'd be doing that. All right.
But
Danny joins us.
95% of what we say on this show about, let's just say, the Nats is positive. It just is.
Because they win 97 games a year.
Right. But if you're just going to listen to how we react to a loss in the playoffs, okay, well, that's probably going to stick in your mind.
First of all, and this is where I know Jason gets worked up, and I love him for it. Whenever he thinks anybody's attacking the Junks, FP, I promise you, doesn't listen to us.
Okay.
Because
you're probably
sleeping.
Right.
Now, I'm sure he listens to the rest of the station when he's driving into work. I'm sure he does.
You're probably right about
that. But I know he doesn't listen to us.
Who's the guy? Because Jason has always had this chip. This goes back probably 20 years. Who's the guy who I believe ultimately passed, maybe even killed himself, who was a draft expert who came on the show and he said
Marcus Mann was the guy.
And
the kid
he
we
said to
about.
Jason, after Jason asked a question, well, if you followed like, the NBA draft, oh my God, Jason went
set
off.
Set him off for 10 years. I can't remember the guy's name.
I wanted to
Lieberthal.
Kill him.
Lieberthal?
No, I think
Don Leventhal.
Right.
Don Leventhal.
Yeah.
Don Leventhal. Yeah. That was
Don Leventhal and Marcus
Mann. Doesn't matter.
All right. Danny Marcus joins us in the studio. Grant's kind of worked up about it, I can tell. And we have Chris Russell on the line. Let's start with Danny. Because I have no idea where you stand on this. Did this get you hot and bothered?
It's because it touched something that has come up a number of times. So, for example, if I say this player made an error, somebody's going, that's negative. No, it's not. It's information.
Right.
We're speaking about something that occurred.
Of course.
So that's a perception that we fight in general. So just because he said the word negative, that like got my radar up, but I am team not offended. I'm not terribly bothered. I don't know if it was a shot across the bow. Because if you go around the country and you just ask some simpleton in one of these polling things, what is sports radio, positive or negative on a binary? They'll just go, it's negative because they run down my favorite team. And then we'll all move on. So from that level, he didn't offer this like lengthy quote about the inside nature of sports radio and how you
think what he said
segments.
Is a common perception that's.
That's
not that far off.
It's a common perception. Right. I kind of rolled my eyes and was able to go about my day. I was not terribly concerned about it. But that's the thing that I don't want to speak for Grant, but I think we fight all the time where you go, this guy had a good game or a bad game, and it's not necessarily a referendum. After a big enough sample, we can start talking negatively or positively. But, for example, and I sound like a jerk, and you guys will make fun of me, I'm sure, but I know Ryan Zimmerman very well. Mm-hmm. Right? We bonded over a charity with something that we have in common. I can still say, hey, Zim's won for his first 13 to start the season. He's not swinging it so well.
Of course, but you're not going to be as vociferous, I don't think, in your criticism of Zim. I wouldn't be. Maybe you would be, and you have that objectivity. Well,
but
I don't.
But again, it's not, but you're beating yourself up like you're incapable of analysis.
I've
given no analysis. I've provided information.
Right, and I don't have a problem with you saying that.
He's hitting 100 to start the season.
And you shouldn't avoid it. But I'm not going to highlight a friend's when they're struggling, probably. I'm not saying that you should. I'm just saying it's everyone's different.
Again, you know he's different than you.
Yeah, exactly. It's just how
FP's
I would handle
it. He's different than Grant. Grant?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, JP's acting like we all ran around last night calling each other going, did you see what FP said?
Did you see what he said?
I tweeted at him for this reason because he worked in sports talk radio before he was the color commentator of the Washington Nationals. So if someone had said this who doesn't really have an understanding of sports talk radio, it wouldn't have even been a thing to me. If some fan, and a lot of people do, tweet us and say, you guys are very negative. First of all, we're not. We're reacting to what's happening. When the Redskins win, we're having Bashaud Breeland Day. When they lose, we say that they sucked. That's our job. We get to be honest in this medium. Right. We're more honest in this medium than pretty much any other medium in sports broadcasting. I take a lot of pride in that. We're allowed to be. So that was number one was, first, I disagree with the word negative. I think we are accurate, generally speaking. Number two.
Now, I'll just say this. The junkies sometimes will pile on and have a funeral and have a little fun with it.
Sure.
But that's just an aspect of the show. I generally agree with what you said. You're calling it like you see it.
Right. The second thing I would say is, I think, and I texted with FP yesterday. He texted me 10 minutes before the game, was like, hey, dude, I wasn't talking about you guys. And we went back and forth, and I basically told him, I'm not bothered necessarily by what you said. I said I was basically coming back and having a conversation with him because, again, he was in radio, number one, and he partially works for our station. In the last couple of years, he does a weekly hit with Chad. He's going to be in studio today. So the notion that he would knock Sports Talk Radio when he's still involved in Sports Talk Radio, that's what was weird to me. That's why it drew my, if you want to call it ire, I guess, but I just kind of said, hey, what's going on? And then he checked out of the thing before we even had a conversation, which I thought was way over the top. He just said, well, I'm out. See you later. This is a stupid conversation.
Chad needs to ask him.
When somebody does that, they usually know I probably started something I shouldn't.
Well, it's also,
I mean, you know what I mean?
That's just going to be in the wormhole where it just goes back and forth and back and forth.
And Valdez brings up a good point. I was going to make it. Dukes should ask FP, are you talking about someone in particular? A show, an in particular show that you listen to?
He's going, I'll tell you, because he told me last night what he's going to say. He's saying, I travel around the country. I hear New York. I hear Boston. I'm not talking about you guys, which is what I would say, too, if I worked for a radio station. I don't know who he's talking about. I frankly, I don't care. I guess my point is, I wouldn't say on my radio show today, you know, FP and Bob, they really are homers. They've got a job to do that they do very well, by the way. I'm friends with FP and I like
fantastic.
Him.
Fantastic.
So I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
That was my only point. I'm friendly with FP. He comes on our show. I just wouldn't say, you know, next time they say something negative will be the first. Charlie and Dave really seem to agree with the umpire a lot when he makes Nats calls. Why would I do that? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, Russell's on the line.
I
he also weighed in.
If he is,
on
he's
on the Comrex.
See you, Russ.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
You sound chipper.
You got a reaction?
Slashy was the most upset because he brought the paychecks into the equation.
Wait a second. Guys. I mean, in fairness to me, I was at the gym, so I was a little lathered up. I was a little, I was a little aggravated in life at that moment, and I saw that, and it pissed me off.
You're a negative sports talk radio guy.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm accused by 95% of these knuckleheads of being negative 100% of the time. So I did take a little extra offense to this. As I think about it, as I listen to all of you guys all making valid points, I was probably a little oversensitive, which I always am. So I apologize for it to FP or
look
whatever.
At
not
this guy
that
just
he
walking
knows who
this
I
back
am.
Off the ledge.
Hey, whatever.
I mean, I'm just, I, you know, I'm like, here's the thing that I would say, and yes, I am negative. Yes, sports radio is negative. Yes, we are inevitably more critical than team broadcasters. Absolutely. There is no doubt about it. That doesn't mean we're wrong. That doesn't mean that there isn't a place in our society, in our forum, in our world for that kind of freedom of speech, because I don't think, I know from working for a team, for working for a team broadcast for the 5 years that I did, and I'm not saying I was Larry Michael or anything, I know that you have to watch your P's and Q's about what you say and what you don't say, and
that's
part of the reason why I got fired
after
5 years.
But hold on, what is FP even responding to? Is he responding to people criticizing him for being a homer? Is that what the nature of the quote comes from?
Presumably, it was in a magazine. Who knows what they asked him? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, but it sounds like he's probably responding to people accusing, which every home team broadcast group is probably a homer.
Which, by the way,
that's the nature of the beast.
The quote in and of itself, other than the negativity part about Sports Talk Radio, he's right when he says, you don't tune into the Nats game or turn on that channel to hear necessarily actual analysis or this guy's really sucked lately. You want to hear the most positive form. Look at Nats fans who contact us, Danny.
Absolutely.
Anything we say that isn't, man, Wilmer Defoe is the greatest 4A player I've ever seen in my life. It's a big deal.
Well, that's why it was such a big deal when he finally said, there's no other way to say it, folks, it's off the rails, when Jonathan Papelbon choked Bryce Harper in the dugout. That's why it was such a massive deal when he finally crossed over and said, hey, this is bad. Because I understand the role. I understand the role that you're in. So, for example, the rare times when I was first starting out on the station, I got to fill in and do Nats postgame or whatever. This is the Nationals Radio Network. It wasn't 106.7 The Fan. Wasn't time to beat up Jim Riggleman for whining and bitching and moaning and doing something stupid. It was time to say, well, I understand the move. Everybody can wear different hats, and that's the hat that he's wearing right now. I just don't – I know, it's hard for me to get worked up.
But I think FP gives great insight. Again, I'm going to defend FP. I think he gives great insight. He observes things and notices things. A catcher did this, or the guy taking a lead off of whatever did this, or Daniel Murphy's doing something in the dugout.
But the debate isn't about his job.
Yeah, he knows the game.
The debate isn't about his job. He's correct when he talks about his job. He says the most beloved broadcasters
are homers. But hold up. My point is he's not just out there blowing smoke.
Okay.
He's actually giving, I think, silly little nuggets that the average fan doesn't catch.
Nobody's he's good at his job.
Yeah,
but I don't
exactly.
think anyone's disputing that.
Yeah.
Well, I think
people
if you
are arguing the other side of it. That's
if you're just arguing that he's
not,
just a homer. And it's, I mean,
that's not
part
what this
of the
is
job.
About. He embraces the term homer.
Oh, yeah.
He says the most beloved broadcasters are homers.
I also don't take it personally because I think that sports radio can be negative, can be positive. It's everything.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like church or anything.
And like I said, you guys have two guys on the show. We have four. There's no unanimity here.
Well, especially if he's talking about a bunch of different stations that he's listened to across the country. Now, if he's talking about one like Drab thinks he is, then that's different.
Don't you think the general perception of sports radio is that that's like where people bitch and complain about their teams and stuff?
Yeah.
That's the nature of the beast.
Right, but what I'm saying is he had to have been reacting to one particular topic on one particular show that he was listening to.
To say that about sports
of course,
radio?
Something no, probably.
Why? Because I think that's a general perception of sports radio.
Well, because when he decided to say it, he was probably thinking about a certain topic that he was listening to or a certain show.
That's, I can think of 100 negative segments.
I think
I've heard.
He was the context.
Well, maybe he
of
was
it.
Responding to one show then.
The context of it is he was countering
the homer argument.
Right. Talking about being a homer. And he was trying to say there's a different medium, which is different than what I do, which is talk radio, which is negative.
And for guys, me, the negativity word, I think, is what's important here. In other words, thought it was negative last year when Danny and I would talk about roster construction and Dusty Baker on the show every single day.
Right.
That's not negative. That's analytical. That's what they do in good sports towns. And they talk about decisions that managers make. And by the way, now with him gone, they use the lineup that we wanted, for the record.
Well, because they've got Rendon at two.
Right, but the point is
a non-bench player that gets released in September too.
Right.
That was my first.
But that's not negative. That's analytical, and a lot of people at the ballpark day in and day out that think it's just a couple of idiots in the studio throwing darts at the wall who are just jerks and they're negative. No, this is what happens in sports towns. They talk about coaching decisions.
We're not supposed to be cheerleaders and just cheerlead everything that is done.
I think that's fair.
You're not supposed to cheerlead. You know what? This was a great decision.
Might have a different viewpoint. I think this job. And it's just the way we've done it in 22 years, is whatever you make of it.
Right.
So if you want to be the coach, Rich
that's
Kilgallen,
a good way to look at it.
And be a cheerleader, you be a cheerleader. If you want to be an analytical guy, you be an analytical guy. If you want to be whatever.
Casual guy.
What did JP call himself at that
casual
thing?
Casual guy.
Casual guy.
Yeah. I think this job, that's the beauty of it, is it could be whatever you want it to be.
Hey, guys, if I can quickly add, and I don't want to speak for Grant, but I know I experienced this. I think Grant did as well. From sports radio guys, when we went out to cover the Redskins, there was a built-in perception that because we were radio guys, sports radio guys, we were negative, we were nasty, we were this, we were that. We didn't get the same respect that other journalists
1,000%.
Got.
1,000%. We
didn't
get to have
that.
Radio. Yeah. Nobody respects radio.
Right. Well, that,
which I think
but,
is too
but,
bad.
But comments
part,
like this
but
are part of
that
why.
Is the neg. But part of that is the negativity. Unless I'm missing something, Grant. I don't know if you agree. Or
no, I agree with that. But I would say again, I think we're all close with FP. I like FP. I have no problem with
same
FP.
Here.
I just think this comment is a perception. You keep saying it's a perception. Yeah, it's an incorrect perception, in my opinion, largely.
I actually don't think it's incorrect.
Really? That's interesting.
I know you're blowing me off. I don't.
No,
think
I'm not
it's
blowing you off at
I don't
all.
Think it's incorrect. That
we got to go to break.
Radio.
It definitely
can be
leans
negative.
And it leans.
Of course
negative.
It is.
I think it leans accurate.
This just doesn't bother me.
But it doesn't mean that it's inaccurate.
Eric,
negative can be accurate.
Eric, it just doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either. I don't.
It doesn't bother me.
Right. Plus, I don't think of myself as.
But if FP said you didn't know anything about the Nats because he didn't play the game.
That would bother me.
Yeah, that would bother me. Yeah, no, I have a problem with that too.
That would bother me.
Yeah. But he doesn't know how many home runs you hit in wiffle ball at the pool back in the day.
286.
Silly.
So
you guys
good.
Can sit around for another second.
Yeah,
why don't you guys
hang out with us?
It's fun.
We'll take
some
calls.
Have to work.
Russell, you can hang out. Hopefully you can hang out.
Sir
and
Russ.
We'll do more.
Yeah, stick around.
Anywhere.
Yeah, stick around.
All right, hanging out with Grant Danny. Chris Russell is on the line as well, and we're talking about FP Santangelo's comments where he said, if you like negativity, listen to sports talk radio. Some people are worked up about it. Some people kind of agree with it. It's kind of all over the place. Why don't we sneak in a couple calls
Russell could chime in if he wants to get back on his Comrex, and it's up to him.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I'm
okay.
here, boys.
Okay, hey, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to John in Fairfax. John, what's up? You're on with Russell, with Grant and Danny, the Junks, everybody.
Is Duke still on or no?
I think he bailed.
No, he's done.
It's the dream team.
Yeah, it's a full house today, huh?
Yeah. What's up?
What's up?
First of all, I didn't think you guys have been that negative until I heard Chris Russell talking about being lathered up. I don't think I ever want to deal with that again. So if you could steer away from that, then,
just Russell at the gym in general.
Just lather.
Yeah.
Sorry about that visual.
A few points to get to. I'm an editor in kind of like the military related news sector. And gotcha. I get the same type of complaints all the time. Like, stop being so negative, write some good news. But I mean, the reality of it is everything kind of sucks right now. So we're in 450 wars. Things aren't going too well. So,
right.
So obviously you're just going to talk about what's factual, what's going on. And that's kind of what you guys do. You're given, the climate of DC sports is not one that's necessarily terrific.
Fun regular seasons, but that's about it, and everyone's sort of tired of that.
Yeah, and the other thing, I know you guys kind of made a brief comparison with Jim Palmer and Gary Thorne and some of those guys, and Jim Palmer is overtly critical of the Orioles when they deserve it, and I think that's where people kind of draw the line, and if you look at things like awfulannouncing.com, I mean, that's kind of why FP is traditionally near the bottom of the league, maybe just above like Hawk Harrelson in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But and then one last thing. The other thing that you guys brought up was Rob Dibble and that he got fired for being critical. He didn't get fired for being critical. He got fired because he's an idiot. And the guy said something about Steven Strasburg being a wuss for not pitching through an elbow problem that wound up being a blown out elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good for you to correct that a little bit.
That sounds critical to me.
And didn't he end up beating up somebody at like a kid's t-ball game or something like that? I forgot.
He definitely mixed it up.
I don't remember that.
Definitely. Let's go to Larry in Chicago.
By the way, Jim Palmer has a little bit more. The dude's a Hall of Famer with the Orioles. Has been there for 30 years. Like, if FP's here 30 years, he's going to have a lot more leeway. You can't come in your first handful of seasons with an organization and play for it in Washington and just start throwing people under the bus.
Anyway, and I I don't listen to all these other broadcast teams.
No, but Palmer's more critical.
Yes, I agree. They're winning 96 games a year, so it's not as if they're regular season.
He's like,
they won 2 out of 3. That's like, whatever. I mean, they're awesome. They've been awesome. And during the playoffs, he's not doing those broadcasts. So.
I don't care if he's positive or negative. I just want to be entertained or learn something, and I learn something when I listen to FP. Now, maybe I'm just a dope, but he points out things all the time that I learn from.
I agree with that.
Little nuggets, little anecdotes. The catcher did this or whatever, and I don't pick up on it.
He's very good at that.
He picks it up instantly.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Larry, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
We're talking to him now because he's in a bad location.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
Chris Russell, you were going to actually join us today to talk about the Redskins draft.
Yeah, we can do that tomorrow.
I think we can sum it up with one word. It's been poop for the last 7 years.
It hasn't been very good. I mean, I did this thing.
Sorry
on
for
the
being
top,
negative.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I did this thing on the top three rounds of the draft, DCHotRead.com. People can check it out. And basically, I acknowledge they've had some hits, right? Trent Williams, Ryan Kerrigan, Brandon Scherff, Morgan Moses. So I acknowledge that, but if you look back at the entire Bruce Allen era, and then even, of course, a couple of years before, Vinny Serrato, Joe Gibbs, of course, with Dan Snyder running everything, the reason why this team is consistently bad to mediocre at best is because they suck in the top three rounds of the draft, and I chronicle every year a look at the top three the top three rounds and who they picked, how it worked out, and mostly how it didn't work out. Just the bottom line nugget of it is they've had one second round pick in the last 11 drafts that I qualified as a really solid, smart, long-lasting impact type player, and that's Preston Smith, and some would even question that.
Oh, yeah, that one's
All right, we'll talk to you more about it tomorrow.
All right, let's try Larry again real quick.
DCHotRead.com.
Larry, what's up?
Larry.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guy. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
I met Grant and Danny last year in Chicago when they were up there at Wrigley, and they were the biggest cheerleaders at the time. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was a great time. We just split at home, and it's one of those things where FP is – a cheerleader for the team. One of the biggest cheerleaders, because the last guy brought it up. I've been living in Chicago for 12 years. I'm a lifetime D.C. fan. Hawk Harrelson's the biggest cheerleader of any of the announcers in, you know, the hometown announcers. He is, and he gets criticized for it here, but he's been around for 30 years. So how bad, you know, a lot of people apparently like that sort of announcing.
Right, just and think that's, again, that's not really the topic that we were talking about. The topic really was sports radio and whether it is negative. And obviously, hometown announcers are generally homers. And I think FP nails that. I mean, Vin Scully was probably more of a homer.
Well, I brought up Ray Knight. I mean, if you watch Ray Knight in the pregame and the postgame, I mean, he never says anything bad about the Nats.
No.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean,
that's a role where he probably could more often. Like, I think Bob right. and FP, what they're doing is exactly what they should be doing. Whereas after the game is probably an opportunity where you could make a couple of more sure. down the middle points.
But you don't really get that from Ray.
What's coming up on much. What's coming up on the Grand Danny
not
show
much.
Today?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. We got about seven.
Yeah,
minutes.
We just killed all their show prep.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, sorry, Jay Fish, who's going to win the Masters?
I have no idea. Wish I knew. I'd be a freaking.
I asked
millionaire.
DB yesterday. He told me you don't care. Get away from it.
No, I didn't say right. get away from
no,
it.
No,
but
I'm
you
don't.
Because we know you don't. Generally, don't care.
The Masters, I care about.
Oh, sure.
I do not.
Probably.
I don't want to hear you guys talking about it for an hour. But I like
thank you, Chris.
Have a great show.
Grant Danny is coming up next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.